It's no secret that the James Webb Space Telescope has been a resounding success, delivering so far even better images, science, and even new mysteries than was expected. The long wait for that telescope was worth it. And while not a comprehensive list, here are 10 interesting observations JWST has performed so far and what they might mean. Number 10. The Free-Floating Brown Dwarf. On December 13, 2023, it was announced that the smallest free-floating brown dwarf has been discovered by the telescope and may call into question some models of star formation. Located in the cluster IC 348 at a distance of about 1,000 light-years, in a star-forming region in the constellation Perseus, this particular brown dwarf is somewhat puzzling in that this brown dwarf is very likely very young, at just 5 million years old. The study actually found three brown dwarfs, ranging from 3 to 8 times the mass of Jupiter. At such a young age, the brown dwarfs are hot and bright in the infrared. Webb's specialty. This particular one, the smallest, however, has only about 3 to 4 times the mass of Jupiter. This is very small for that, and the group actually creates a question because they fall within the size range of very large planets. So are they freely formed brown dwarfs, or are they ejected giant exoplanets from a star system? This is in current debate because it can't be ruled out, but it seems unlikely due to giant planets being rare for ejection, and the cluster's really young age hasn't left much time for that. So it may create more questions about star formation itself. Mysteriously, however, the observations also revealed a spectral signature of some kind of hydrocarbon, which remains unidentified within the atmospheres of two of these brown dwarfs. Number 9. The Ringed Asteroid. Chirriclo is a Centaur asteroid, a class that sits in unusually unstable orbits between Jupiter and Neptune. This particular one orbits outside Saturn's orbit, and is fairly small at 250 kilometers. This asteroid sports a rather interesting mystery. It has rings when only planets should have them. The rings were discovered in 2013 through the occultation method, meaning that the asteroid passes in front of a star, and that allows you to do precise measurements of an object's position and size. Here, however, there was a double blink after the occultation had finished, indicating a pair of rings about 400 kilometers from the asteroid's core. In October 2022, there was an opportunity to make the very first measurement of an occultation with Webb, with the target being Chirriclo, and sure enough, the rings appeared again. The JWST measurements should yield data on how thick the rings are, their color and particle size, and may even discover additional rings, but most importantly will help astronomers try to determine just why a body this small has a ring system. And it may be that Chirriclo was hit by an icy object at some point, and the rings are a remnant of that collision. Number 8. The Silicate Clouds of VHS 1256b. One of the areas where JWST was expected to greatly expand our knowledge is in the arena of exoplanet atmospheres and what they contain. A fine example of this is the exoplanet VHS 1256b. This planet orbits a double star system about 40 light years away, but it does it very distantly, to the point that its year is equivalent to 10,000 Earth years. This actually made it a good target for Webb because at that distance, its signal doesn't get diluted by the direct light of the parent stars, allowing for a clean spectrum. It's a young, hot planet, only about 150 million years old, and as such has a somewhat strange atmospheric makeup that's in disequilibrium. Detected were water vapor, methane, carbon monoxide, and carbon dioxide. This holds the record for the most molecules ever detected on an extrasolar planet thus far. But there was another, silicon. This planet sports silicate clouds, basically dust, on sizes ranging from the size of a particle of smoke all the way up to hot, small grains of sand. The disequilibrium suggests heavy atmospheric mixing, so this is a somewhat tumultuous world. This entry is proof of concept of what Webb can do with exoplanet atmospheres. Number 7. The Temperature of TRAPPIST-1b. One of the more enticing discoveries of the last decade in exoplanet science was the discovery of the TRAPPIST-1 system, which has multiple planets, several of which are in the habitable zone of the star. These were among the prime candidates for JWST to look at, to try to determine exactly what these worlds are like. The first on the list was the closest planet to the star in the system, TRAPPIST-1b, which is not in the habitable zone. Rather, it's closer to the star and not a good candidate for life. As was expected, the observation showed TRAPPIST-1b to have no atmosphere at all, and is a very hot 230 degrees Celsius. This was actually the first time an exoplanet in similar circumstances to our own inner solar system has been analyzed. And now the task will be looking at the other planets in the system to try to get a profile of them. But that gets harder the further you get from the star. No guarantees, but we may soon know a lot more about this intriguing star system. Number 6, the Fomalhaut Asteroid Belt. The star Fomalhaut is known to have a very dusty environment since it's still relatively young, and it's close at just 25 light years. Before JWST, the complexities of this belt of dust was not known, but it was thought that we might, in part, have been seeing an extrasolar asteroid belt not unlike our own. Dust glows in the infrared as it absorbs light from its star, and it radiates it in heat, which is what JWST as an infrared telescope is primarily designed to study. This will be important for entry number 1. As it turns out, however, the belts around Fomalhaut are very different and far more complex than those of our star system. As it turns out, Fomalhaut has 3 nested asteroid belts extending out to about 23 billion kilometers from the star. That's very distant in comparison to the solar system. The belts are debris from the collision of larger accreting bodies, not unlike our own asteroids and comets. The outmost belt, which is enormous, had been photographed previously, but not the 2 inner belts. What's responsible for forming or shepherding material in the disk into belts is quite simple. It's young unseen planets. This happens here. Jupiter is still corralling our own asteroid belt, and Neptune does similar for the interior edge of the Kuiper belt. And there are mysteries there because something may be shepherding its outer edge as well. In other words, an undiscovered planet in the solar system. There's also a further feature with Fomalhaut. There's an unusual dust cloud in the outer ring that might be evidence of a planetary collision at some point in the past, which is actually the second such detection. Hubble saw something similar in 2014 with Fomalhaut that actually seems to have dissipated. Number 5, the giant Enceladus plume. Enceladus plumes have been known for years. What happens is that the subsurface liquid water ocean beneath its ice can escape through cracks and spray into space from the equivalent of geysers here on Earth. They're known as tiger stripes. This is very lucky for us, in that it's much easier to analyze a plume in space and search for signs of life than it is to drill into an ice shell moon and see what's there effectively with a submarine. But until JWST, it wasn't clear to what extent these plumes could eject water vapor. As it turns out, it's at least 6,000 miles, according to measurements by Webb, which also revealed clues on just how Enceladus contributes to Saturn's ring system. It was known that Enceladus's plumes spread material deep into space, but it wasn't known to what extent the actual plumes extended before dissipating. And it also revealed how much water Enceladus is losing, which is about 79 gallons per second. Number 4, organics in deep space. Organic chemistry is the basis of life on Earth. The vast chemistry of carbon is why we're here. It is, as far as we know, the only really good path towards life in the universe, though in fairness, there are questions about silicon. Naturally, whenever we look to the heavens for evidence of the potentials for life, we tend to look for carbon. But that long ago proved to be common. The stuff of life pervades the Milky Way, and the reason for carbon being so common are well understood. Yet verification for other galaxies is needed. And JWST has found a major benchmark in that search. Observations with the telescope have shown a very distant galaxy, about 12 billion light years away, shows the chemistry of carbon. Carbon was around when the universe was a mere 1.5 billion years old. This discovery is interesting. It was actually the signature of an Einstein ring, a very distant galaxy gravitationally lensed by a foreground galaxy that itself was 3 billion light years away. The carbon compounds seen were very similar to soot or ash, and the presence of these types of molecules in this case is a bit puzzling, and hint that our ideas of organic molecules and star formation may be too simplistic. But that's not the only discovery. In an area within the Milky Way known as the Orion Bar of the Orion Nebula, Webb was also able to see how stellar radiation erodes the bar over time, leading to the creation of carbon-based molecules and the chemistry of protoplanetary disks. Number 3, carbonate Europa. Europa is alluring. We know it has a subsurface ocean, a vast one, at temperatures where life as we know it is comfortable. But that's not enough. You also need the materials that make up life. The most basic of these is carbon. This has been an open question regarding Europa. There was no evidence for the existence of carbon in the ocean itself. Carbon is a common element. There's an entire class of meteorite that's defined by carbon, and those fall everywhere in the solar system. So it's not surprising to have found it. But recent JWST observations have proven that there is carbon at Europa. The measurement was from an area of Europa's surface known as Terra Regio, and comes in the form of carbon dioxide deposits. Moreover, they were able to determine that the CO2 is very likely to have originated in the ocean below, rather than having been delivered by meteorites. And it's recent. Carbon dioxide is not stable on the surface of Europa over long periods. Oddly, however, previous evidence for plumes of water vapor escaping cracks on the surface of Europa, similarly to Enceladus, were not confirmed by the Webb observations, suggesting that plume activity may be intermittent at Europa. But we won't have to wait long for more information. Two missions are set to explore Europa in depth, one being the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, which is already launched and set to arrive in the Jovian system in 2031, and the Europa Clipper mission is set to launch on a Falcon Heavy in late 2024 and arrive in 2030. Number 2, the atmospheres of WASP worlds. The wide-angle search for planets, or WASP, is an effort in exoplanet detection that has discovered well over 100 exoplanets. Once discovered, these exoplanets, if they are suitable, can become prime targets of Webb. The first of three examples would be the hot Jupiter, WASP-17b, located about 1,300 light-years away. This giant planet orbits its star very closely, and oddly in a retrograde orbit. This planet was found by Webb to have silicates in its atmosphere in the form of quartz nanocrystals. Interestingly, this planet is so hot that it's possible for nanocrystals to form directly from its constituent elements from gas, bypassing a liquid stage. The second is WASP-107b. This exoplanet has a mass comparable to Neptune, but a diameter approaching Jupiter. In short, it's puffy. This actually eases the challenges of peering deep into this exoplanet even more so than for solar system gas giants. Water vapor, sulfur dioxide, and more silicate clouds were found, but no methane. This provides a unique study of how heat works in traps on this exoplanet. In contrast is the third, WASP-80b, where methane was definitely found. This one is a warm Jupiter with a size and mass comparable to Jupiter itself. At 163 light-years away, this exoplanet shows a different temperature profile than our gas giants, and also sports detectable methane. This will probably be a repeated object for Webb to observe, due to the unique circumstances in that it may allow us the biggest bang for the buck in studying a gas giant atmosphere outside the solar system. Number 1. KIC-8462-852. One of the most enigmatic discoveries in recent years was KIC-8462-852, or Tabby's star. The behavior of this star has defied explanation to the point that the activities of an alien civilization are still on the table, though not as strongly as when the story first broke. The star's periodic mysterious dimming continues and still defies explanation. Whatever is blocking the light from the star is consistent with submicron dust, but it does not appear to be in a periodic orbit of the star. One enigma, however, is that an observation in infrared showed that whatever the material is, it must be cold because it was not detectable in infrared, leading to hypotheses about cold comets breaking up, but that would require an implausibly large number of comets in the system to account for it. One of the more common questions I get in the comments section here and at Event Horizon is, will JWST turn its eye on Tabby's star and take an observation? The answer is yes, and it's already happened. Last summer, between June and August, JWST took a series of three spaced-out images of the star in infrared, at much higher resolution than the previous measurement. The scientists involved have not yet released their findings, but it's possible that it might settle the question and pick up the missing infrared emissions. What will be interesting, however, is if it comes up null again. Given the curveballs the star has given us at every turn, it wouldn't surprise me if the mystery deepens with the Webb observations. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently looking forward to a new year of JWST observations. Imagine what we'll see. but also first light at the Vera Rubin Observatory, which is set to be a mystery factory as it picks up everything from asteroids, potential undiscovered outer solar system planets, and even interstellar objects cooking through. It's going to be good, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.